In a place and time very distant from here and now, a single planet was home to a chain of events that was destined to influence all of creation. Pearl, as it was called by its inhabitants, was a world that orbited a blue star near the heart of its galaxy. While the revolving rock was not extraordinary, the life that it cultivated proved to be the catalyst for the end of an era. Decisions made by individuals who took part in this epic altered the basic fabric and laws of existence. A rip was torn across the universe, and time, as well as space, collapsed into nothingness. Reality was remade within this void, and those responsible were stitched into the elements of their conception. This is a tale of an ending. It is a final chapter in circumstances that can now only be comprehended as fantasy. The rules of its physical aspects and the characteristics of its makeup are foreign to what is known today. Life, however, proves to be a common feature in most versions of existence. Beings creep and crawl out of the darkness without end. They multiply and evolve. As their complexity increases, their paths narrow. Intelligence directs them into familiar territory, and their stories become relatable. A fitting point to begin this saga would be on the continent of Cetra. At the center of this large landmass, Pearl's capital, Erba, was dwarfed by a massive titanium plate that was assembled 300 meters above the city by piecing together 8 slices of metal. Each portion was supported by a stone pillar that was sculpted to resemble one of Pearl's 8 holy trees. The shadow that the plate cast over the city brought with it a myriad of problems, and the capital transformed beneath it. Erba split in two as some of its citizens migrated up and onto the artificial land. Megacorp's 8 elevated Vim reactors supplied stable, well-paying jobs to anyone who was lucky enough, or well-connected enough, to secure an available position. And so, local opposition to the company's efforts was kept in check by those who harbored hope. High-priced properties and upscale retail outlets were threaded between and around the reactors. The opportunities presented by the plate beckoned ambitious individuals to compete with one another, and those who were hired felt their pockets grow heavy with shill. As the intelligent and motivated people ascended, the city beneath the plate devolved into the slums of the capital. Within the constant twilight remained shadowed citizens who lacked the desire and ability to improve themselves and their standard of living. Problems multiplied beneath the plate, and a cycle of degradation kicked into gear. Financial predators smelled desperation and scuttled into the shadows in search of an easy meal. Gangs and nefarious businesses traded monopolies as they sought to extract shill from individuals who could least afford to part with it. Those who dwelled beneath the plate felt their freedoms and liberties suffer as the trap of poverty slammed down upon them. Paralyzed by inability and slothfulness, many of them resigned themselves to a fate that was not of their choosing. Eventually, crime and illicit trade became so rampant that the mayor of Erba claimed emergency political powers. He ignored objections from the city's legislators and secured military funding from the continent's chancellor. With the funds, soldiers from Megacorp's mercenary were hired to patrol the streets beneath the plate. The mercenary soldiers became corrupted by the power that they were given. Ultimately, they caused as much grief as the drug traders and thieves that they had vanquished. Hardship seemed inescapable to anyone who called the slums home. When the mayor was up for re-election, the votes split. The people who lived atop the plate believed that those beneath needed to be controlled by force, and so they supported the mayor and his heavy-handed tactics. The residents from the slums, however, thought that the ever-present soldiers were violating their rights, and they opposed the mayor's bid for re-election. The result of the vote was close enough that the chancellor of the continent was charged with the task of creating a commission to fairly determine the winner. The controversy ended with the mayor being ousted by his rival. The mercenary soldiers were withdrawn, and crime began to rise again.